don't know, Kroom. But I thought it was interesting as it catches on. And again, if you get a chance to read the story, there's a lot of good anecdotes in there of how big of a deal this is to the other countries. To a lot of them, this is their big event.
You mean how big the tournament is?
Yeah, yeah, the tournament. How serious mm-hmm. they take it and all that
Well,
kind
for
of
a
stuff.
Lot of them, that's it for them.
Like I said, this
I mean,
is
that's their shiny. It's almost like yeah. their Olympics.
Right.
It's almost like an Olympics.
Well, it's their World Cup
yeah,
of football.
It's their one time to shine.
There you go. Check that out if you get a chance. We're going to go to break. When we come back, the MLB the trade deadline. See what's going on. What's going on out there, Kroom? We got to see if anything new has been going on. And then we'll talk about the Rio de Janeiro Olympics, speaking of Brazil. And then keep hitting us up, 229-1939. What do y'all want us to talk about? Some good texts have already come in. We'll talk about those when we come back. Keep sending them in. Come back for the second hour. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
Like the Zone FM, the Zone HD, or Sports Radio 1150 by visiting facebook.com/zone1150. You're listening to KZNE, KNDE HD3, and KNDE HD4, K274CM, College Station Bryan.
Jackerman, this report is brought to you by Subway. Cool down at Subway with a new Fuse Half and Half Fresh Brewed Iced Tea. The perfectly refreshing blend that you can only get at Subway. David Price is the last big arm left on the market and is headed to Toronto. He was traded for the second time in 2 years. The former Cy Young Award winner goes to the Blue Jays for three prospects heading back to Detroit. Among them, pitcher Daniel Hudson. Troy Tulowitzki made an immediate impact with the Jays last night with three hits, including a homer and three RBIs. And after months of trade rumors, the all-star shortstop relieved to have it all behind him.
I think now that I'm here in Toronto, it's a new chapter in my career. I'm excited about it. So there's definitely nothing like, oh, I don't want to be here and upset about the trade. I think it was just more of how everything went down.
The Jays open the day 7 back in the AL East and 2 in the wild card race and will take on the Royals. The Yankees today placed Michael Pineda on the 15-day disabled list with an injured forearm. The Cardinals acquired another bat with Matt Holliday injured again. They acquired Brandon Moss from the Indians for minor league lefty Rob Kaminsky. Baseball today, the Nationals beat the Marlins 1-0 as Max Scherzer gave up three hits and seven innings for his 11th win. Ryan Zimmerman's homer accounted for the only run of the game. And the Mets and Padres are in their second rain delay of the ninth inning. The Mets were up 7-1 and 7-5 when play was stopped for the first time with two outs in the ninth. But when play resumed, Justin Upton hit a three-run homer to put the Padres ahead 8-7, which is where they stand now, heading to the bottom of the ninth. And Ohio State begins its title defense without defensive end Joey Bosa, who is among four suspended for violating athletic department policy. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Football is back. Listen to CBS Sports Radio for the latest news and information on your favorite team.
I'm Patrick Ziner with your community calendar on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Brought to you by R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control, shielding and protecting homes against pests for over 30 years. For more information, visit rplepestcontrol.com. Catholic Family Fraternal of Texas is holding its 17th annual community fundraiser garage sale for charities on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the St. Joseph Elementary School gym. Contact Liz at 224-2844. Each Tuesday morning through August 25th, the Texas A&M Physicians are providing a free diabetes self-management class from 9 to 11. For more information or to sign up for these classes, call 436-0400. The Brazos Valley Chapter of the American Red Cross is holding a community-wide blood drive on Tuesday from noon to 6 at their office on Boonville Road. Today, sunny and 99, heat index to 102. Tonight, 20% chance of showers, partly cloudy, and 77. Each Wednesday, it's the Zone Shootout at the Travis Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Two-person nine-hole scramble tournament with prizes for net, gross, and skins. For more information, visit the events tab at zone1150.com.
After three quarters of not meeting team sales quotas, Jim grabbed lunch with David, the company's rising star manager. Jim asked David, "How do you do it month after month? You find ingenious fixes to problems that trip up the rest of us, and, well, your team works." David answered, quickly. It's the team, not me. I ask for their best ideas, and almost always they know more than I do. Besides, people work harder on the solutions they devise themselves. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The effective leaders I know listen more than they talk. They know that getting the best out of people comes as you trust the best in them, in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
It's summertime and a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Normandy Tractor has the new Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot land pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Priced with an incredible $800 finance rebate, $700 to implement rebate, and a $500 cash rebate, making your price only $18,395 or $241 per month. Norman G. asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Norman G. Tractor is aggressively pricing all equipment bought with your new tractor, so now is the time to make the drive to Norman G. Tractor. Voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials too at normangtractor.com. Norman G. Tractor, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norm G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norm G Tractor.
Spend your weekdays with Tex Ags Radio, Louie Bellina, Aggie Nation, and Chip Howard. Spend your weekdays with The Zone, FM 102.7, and Sports Radio 1150.
And now it's Aggie Nation, powered by The Eagle, on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
Welcome back. Second hour, Aggie Nation, powered by The Eagle, Aubrey Bloom, Richard Kroom. Still brought to you by MSC Opus. Check out all the great events coming to the season that dreams are made of at mscopus.org. Lots of great shows and lots of great events. Check that out for all the information. Again, mscopus.org. You can call us 693-1150, or you can text us 229-1939. A few texts we didn't get to in the first hour. Someone said, man up, dog, no crying in baseball. Oh, referring the poor Mets player last night.
Shortstop.
I can't, yeah, his name escapes me at the moment.
Flores, I think it was.
But that was tough. Now, I was reading some backstory here. Apparently, he was like signed by the Mets when he was like right, 16. like 16 years old.
So, I mean, and that's his only organization.
Yeah, he's only been there. Mm-hmm. He's from somewhere else. I'm not sure where exactly. And then would have been traded to Milwaukee, I believe, is where he would have ended up.
Yes.
So I think we would all cry if we got traded to Milwaukee. But tough time for him on the field last night. We were talking about schedules, top 25, all that stuff earlier. Someone said Ohio State plays one ranked team. Baylor, TCU, Michigan State, Florida State all play two. We, guy, texter, meaning A&M, play six ranked teams. It's from Daryl, class of 86, listening in Florida. Mm-hmm. So he's got a good point there. The Aggie schedule is
that's part of the deal. That's part of the deal of being of moving to the SEC.
Well, and we talked about this yesterday. Of do you watch college football for the national title game? Do you watch it to hope your team can get to the national title game, or do you watch it because you love the excitement of that game day on Saturday when you wake up in the fall and it's a big game? You know your friends are coming into town or you're coming into town, whichever way. You're going to get out there, have a few beers, watch the game, whatever you're going to do. Because if that's the case, then you want the six ranked teams. You want those great tailgates. You want the parties.
You've only got 12 games a year. Why do you want six or seven where there's absolutely no drama, no suspense to them whatsoever?
But that's the trade-off.
Yeah.
It makes you less likely to get to the national title.
There's only 12 weekends. Enjoy those 12 by having some good competition.
Right. It makes the Saturdays more fun. It makes you less likely to get to the national title game. But, you know what? Who cares? It's all about getting out there on the weekends. That's what I said. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. And then someone else said, we're talking about the international football. Someone said, Australian rules football is so tough, it makes rugby look tame. They will never go for our version. That's from David. So there you go. A couple different thoughts.
Yeah, there's a few countries that poo-poo all the equipment. You know, we talked about.
They're like, we don't need that.
You know, they might have something to protect their ears or something, kind of like wrestlers do, and that's about it.
We talked about this before.
Maybe those little bands for concussions nowadays.
Well, that's what I was trying to say. We talked about this a little bit because I've said, and I have no data to back this up, obviously, but maybe someone else out there does. I think having helmets causes more concussions.
I've wondered that myself sometimes.
Maybe that's the solution, is maybe people are less likely to get hurt if they wear less pads, as counterintuitive as it is. But they don't throw their heads at people with reckless abandon and stuff like that. So maybe that helps. We're talking about the trade deadline, different baseball news, a little bit of Astros news, playing third, not trade news. I didn't mean to freak you out, listeners or crew. Jed Lowry back in the lineup playing third base tonight for the Astros. So there you go. Luis Valbuena will play first, moving Carter to the DH. How about that? You don't care.
Damn, I don't say I gave up on baseball, but boy, if Tulowitzki left and Cargo,
you're just
gets
for,
sent.
Everyone knows, but
I just don't like it.
You're
just
a Colorado guy,
me.
So
yeah.
You cry. You're crying
no,
about
crying.
The death
there's
of the
no
Rockies.
There's no crying in baseball, but there's
you are crying. You're sad about Tulo.
Well, it's not so much that. It's just I just get tired of the every year. It's like 9 or 10 teams that just throw their best players at the other teams that are good. You know, it's like
well,
they might as well have divisions. You know, make it like soccer in England. They might as well make the divisions in Major League Baseball.
I will say there's rules in fantasy football to prevent this exact thing from happening, which is like all the teams that aren't going to make the playoffs selling off all their best players to the teams that are going to make the playoffs. I don't like that aspect of it either. The other thing, because I think it creates a competitive imbalance late in the season. Like, for example, the Astros, this is an example. This is a hypothetical. I haven't memorized their whole schedule. But let's say that they had to go play the Rays. They've got to, not the Rays, the Jays. They've got to play the Rangers, who now have Cole Hamels. They've got to play whoever, you know, these different teams. Well, maybe the Angels or the
playing the Rockies.
Don't play those teams. It creates an imbalanced schedules in the back half of the season. I'm not a huge fan of that. I'm with you a little bit there, Krim. Ugh. But it's going on. Everyone's trading people away, and I don't know how you stop it.
I don't either. I really don't. But,
I mean, I guess you could do like in football, the trade deadline's basically before the season. But I mean, you can't.
Well, there's just not trades in football.
Yeah,
period.
There are a little bit
in comparison
bit,
to baseball, especially, and even NBA a little bit.
True. Plus, there's more intra. There's more learning. There's a learning curve if you join a new team. You couldn't just take a player from one team and add him to another team and they play the next night. It would take a few days to learn the playbook.
And I mean, like, if you had a trade deadline like Major League Baseball has, I mean, they play, what, 4 or 5 games?
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said,
football?
I don't like it, Krim. I don't like the team. Now, having said that, I hope the Astros get one of these guys.
Yeah,
if we're
going to
play the game, you got to play the game. But it is a little bit interesting because the Astros are in a weird spot where they don't want to give up these guys in the minor leagues, and they're not even all in the minors. Some of them are in the majors.
I mean, they've got their team now that could stay there for a while.
Well,
right?
And they were talking about some of the, apparently one of the pieces that was being talked about for Hamels was McCullers. The Astros don't want to give up McCullers.
Why?
He's
Hamels. He's just as good as
they
Hamels.
Don't want to give up Velasquez. They don't want to give up all these different people. The one piece that they might have down the road, only because it would depend on if he really wants to play the position that he plays, is Bregman, because he plays Correa's position. So if the Astros can re-sign Correa long-term, then maybe they get some value. They would have some value for trade there.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing, they could put him at third, maybe.
Yeah, Bergman. But I think does he want to play third base? Mm-hmm. So
that's why it was kind of a strange draft that they drafted him.
Well, I think in baseball, you've just got to draft best available. I don't think you can even look at need in baseball. I mean, there's so many guys in the system. And you never know how a guy's really going to turn out. I just think you go best available no matter what in baseball. But we will see what they end up doing with Bregman down the road. He's already balling out of control in the California League. So.
Is he?
He's been good.
He's a great player. Some of the highlights that they showed of him at LSU. That little, I don't know, it's hard to explain on the radio, but that one play where he made that little turn, where he put the ball behind his back.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen anything like that.
He put the ball behind his back so he could throw to first as he was running to right field.
Did you see the Royals play the other night?
Yes, that was very
good. I've never seen anything like that. I mean, you have to work on that, right? That's not a thing you can just make up.
They mess around out there when they're taking infield and batting practice,
But, I mean, like I said, I'm not a huge fan of this thing down the stretch. Now, granted, it's been like 5 years since I've been watching down the stretch baseball because the Astros haven't been good. But like you said,
this might get in the way of your football a little bit, huh?
I will say, though, I remember this. This is how long ago, relatively, it was that I was in school. But I remember one time when the Astros were in the race for the postseason trying to win the division, they would flash the Astros score up at Kyle Field, and everybody would, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So we might be – they did the same thing with the Rangers.
I was going to say, they should just do this. I mean, it's
– no one cares about the Rangers.
Well, now, because they're not – I mean, it's – it's almost like – and we've got one guy, Primo, who – we watch, like, whatever team's better, that's his team. You know, Houston or Texas.
Primo makes no qualms about it. He goes both for both teams.
I like them both, and whoever's better, that's who I'm going to listen to and cheer for the most.
But, yeah, we're in this weird place now, though.
I guess if you're Texas guy, we've argued about that before.
You can't.
Do you love one team? Can you love one team and another in Texas?
No.
Or, you know,
no, I've already said
no. I'm the other way. If you're Texan, you know, like your Texan team.
No, see, I'm the other way. I think you could only do that if you weren't from Texas. Like, if you happen to move in here and you were like, oh, I'll just go for the local team, then you can be for both. But if you grew up...
That's why I say that, maybe. Then, I did move in.
But if you're from here, you grow up a fan of one or the other.
Yeah.
And I did... We talked about this at my friend's wedding a couple weeks ago. This was a big topic of conversation of if you can switch. We had a guy at the wedding is a lifelong Rangers fan, but was considering... because long-term, he's going to be living down in Houston. He was wondering, could he make a one-time switch? And we said you have to burn a jersey. That would be like a ceremony. You burn a jersey, then you can make a one-time change.
One time. You can't go back to the Rangers.
No, you can't go back.
No.
You can only switch once.
You should be allowed that. I mean, life's a long, you're alive a long time. So you ought to be able to change your mind once in a while.
Yeah. Well, and I we talked about this a while back. I explored the option of opting out of my Lakers fandom. I've decided to stay in. I'm not going to hold a ceremony and burn a Kobe jersey or anything. But I'll tell you what it was. It wasn't the Rangers-Astros. It was the Mavericks-Rockets. Mm. He was going to make a Mavericks-Rockets change. And we said the only to do it, because no one's going to truly believe you unless you burn a Dirk jersey. So we said, if you burn a Nowitzki jersey, then you can make a one-time switch over to the Rockets. But otherwise, you've got to stay with who you're with. That's just the rule, Kroom. Now, an outsider, you can pick whoever you want. You can flip around, and you can be for both teams. But if you're a native Texan, you got to pick one or the other. So that's it. Settled, Kroom.
Well, we kind of agree on that, since I am an outsider, and I felt like you could change.
Yeah, now this is more...
As an outsider, you feel I can change.
Yeah, and obviously this doesn't apply in college. There's way more rules in play in college because...
They're written. They're in stone, baby.
Well, yeah. There's way more rules because the birth thing no longer applies, necessarily, unless you don't go to any school. But if you grow up a fan of A&M and you go to Texas, well, then certainly you're not beholden to be for A&M anymore. So that's obviously a different case. But for pro teams, you got to go with where you're at. So I think that's just the basic rule, Kroom. You don't know.
No, I do know. I've already said what I said, and I've almost agreed with you.
That would be scary.
Which is unusual.
All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, hit us up, 229-1939. What's on your mind today? What are you waiting for this offseason as it gets a little bit. Today, the coaches' poll is one tiny step. We're like baby steps.
Yeah,
each time
we're in here, it's like one more
Something has happened. We still need a lot more things to happen, though. Again, hit us up, 229-1939. What's on your mind? We'll come back, wrap up this part of the show, and get y'all set for the high school report. It's Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
We invite you to join us for the Junior League of Bryan College Station Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive, a community-wide collection of school supplies for the children in our area on Thursday, August 6th at the Brazos Center and both HEB Tejas and HEB Tower Point locations. For more information, visit jlbcs.org.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M University Construction Science Department to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M's Construction Science Department uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Ozarka is saving you money at the ballpark with Ozarka Online Ticket Tuesdays. Use the discount code Ozarka at TexasRangers.com/specials and receive 50% off tickets to most Tuesday home games. Half-price seats are available in four different sections for Ozarka Online Ticket Tuesdays. Offer available only on the World Wide Web. Punch up your browser now and purchase your tickets at TexasRangers.com/specials.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
It's time for Tailgater Truths, presented by Dish. Truth number 29. Game day without HD is like a tailgate without bacon-wrapped bacon with a side of bacon. With the Tailgater from Dish, you get mobile satellite TV and quarterback sacking HD. It sets up in 15 quick minutes or less and automatically connects to a satellite signal. So the only games you're playing are the ones you want to. Plus, there's no long-term contracts. You can pay as you go. Or add the Tailgater to your Dish Home account for only $7 a month. So fire up the grill and the TV and start making tail greatness this season. Just be sure to use a napkin before touching that remote, Mr. Bacon Fingers. To learn more, visit dish.com/tailgate. Restrictions include prepayment of all monthly and one-time fees.
Entertainment news with Krista at 5:30 Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Sponsored by Premier Cinema on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
If I had my time again, I would do it all the same. And not change a single thing, even when I was the blind. For the heartache and the pain.
Welcome back. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, talking about the trade deadline. I mentioned last night's Padres game where the guys came out early and everyone was kind of like, "Ooh, are they going to hug everybody or on hug watch?" The quote from one of the guys that covers the Padres today, the interim manager, said he pulled them to, quote, get them off their feet and give you guys something to think about. So just messing with people, taking guys out of the game early. They were way ahead last night. Plus, he's an interim manager anyway. What does he care?
Yeah.
Just trying to mess with people.
Padres are history for this year.
Yeah, they're done. Years. So, yeah, I thought that was pretty good. Someone texted, it's a family show. Can't read exactly what they said, Kroom. But basically, re-emphasizing that you can't you can't go both ways on the Astros and the Rangers. That's what they. That's not how they put it, but
right.
That's how I'm putting it.
Okay.
So there you go. And
but there are people who do.
And Kroon, we might have a new entry. Well, we don't have an old entry, but we might have a new entry for most bizarre quote in the history of sports, possibly.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, this is the Giants are at their camp, and the media is there. I'm talking about Jason Pierre-Paul, one of the – I assume he's a coach, might be the GM. Quote, "We don't know the extent of the damage. That's the problem. I don't know how many fingers he has," end quote. That's in the actual quote from someone talking about Jason Pierre-Paul. That might be the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
That's the weird story of the year in the season, and you know, in the football season hasn't even started. And that might top it for the year. His little deal with his fireworks.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's one of the more just weird stories of ever. Another kind of thing going on, people, it's getting close to fall camp. People are talking about different teams, different things. I saw South Carolina will be closing their practices to the public for the first time. Kroon, you on board with teams closing practices?
Yeah, I don't have any problem with it. Not really. I mean, you know, everyone always – and we talked about it before we came on air, how, like, the coaches look at us sometimes and goes, well, if you were at practice, you would see that, you know, and we kind of go, well, then let us come to practice. And then, you know, then we would see what – you know. But if no one can show up, then I'm fine with it. We're all still on equal footing there.
No, but I mean even to fans. No fans, no anything.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
See,
I do at the NFL level.
Let's do it this way. If you were a coach – would you have open practices?
Good question.
Yeah. It's easy to say someone else should have open practices, but would you have open practices?
It kind of depends on where I was the coach, because like if I need publicity, if I want people to get more interested, things like that, yes. If I'm Alabama, where it's like just gone overboard already, I probably would close just because it's like, you know, there's already enough distractions.
I think what I would do is I would do this early in my career so that I set the precedent, and then people wouldn't be able to say like, oh, now that he's successful, he's flipped gear. I would have, during the fall, I would have one open practice a week. You know, like maybe, and I'd put it at a weird time too, so not a lot of people could. I'm not going to have it like on a Tuesday night at 7. It would be like Wednesday afternoon at 3. If you want to come to practice, we're going to practice out on the field where people can come to you. I think I would do that. Because I think it gives people it's not just for the media too. It gives people something to talk about. You know, the people that are around town right now, if you're an A&M fan around town, you're talking about the Aggies or whatever, you can make up all kinds of scenarios. We haven't really seen anybody do anything since last year's bowl game. I think it would, just to inform the people a little bit is why I would do it, just so they could kind of know what they're talking about. And you're not going to get, you know, 10,000 people out there. It might be, I don't know, 100, a couple hundred, if you do it like that. Now, if you do what A&M did one time, they had the big open, what was it, Friday night scrimmage thing that they did. There was like 15,000 people there. But I think if you just have a quick open practice, not even a scrimmage,
I would certainly not have
an open scrimmage.
You wouldn't have an open scrimmage?
No.
See, I might do something where, like, once every, or maybe twice in the spring, twice in the fall or summer, where I let, you know, like, hey, we're gonna go on to Kyle. We're gonna run a few plays there, and maybe get the juices running for people.
Yeah, in the spring, spring practice doesn't matter. I would almost just open up spring practice. But that's a whole different deal altogether. I mean, who cares about spring practice?
Yeah, because you're not, really not gearing plays for Arizona State. Well, a little bit.
I would almost just open up spring practice. I mean, who cares? But I don't know. I do think it's funny now that the programs are so shuttered. You know, no one has any idea what they're doing. At anywhere, really. And that's become a common practice. Like I said, I mentioned South Carolina closing down theirs.
Well, can we blame social media on that?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I think you can also blame message boards would be one thing I'd blame a little bit, because if you
I consider that social media.
Well, it is, but it isn't. If you know a practice is open, you're going to go on you know, whatever message board it is. Let's say it's Oklahoma. You're going to go on one of theirs and check out just to see if someone drops a random tidbit, just anything.
Yeah.
You would be doing a disservice if you didn't at least go through it a little bit. So I think that's part of the problem. And then, like you said, the social media would be the problem. That's why I would have that's why I wouldn't be a big fan of the big open scrimmage. That's hard to police. You know, you can't police 15,000 people there at Kyle Field. But if you had an open practice, a couple hundred people, you could have assistants and graduate assistants saying, "Hey, no filming, no any of that stuff." You'd be able to watch that pretty well with a smaller group. But
I think you could police 15,000, especially if you only did it once or twice. I mean, you know, you just threw the fans a bone.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
Well, and the thing is, I mean, what are they really going to get from one practice? I mean, if you're going to get out skied because the guy's stole one of your practices, you're going to lose anyway.
And the thing with that is also is a lot of those people that would go to that one practice or something are people who, one, don't have season tickets to the games or can't afford tickets to the games.
That's why I would do it.
Really love their team, but they can't go to the games.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe they work on the weekends.
Yeah,
maybe they can't afford it. That's why I would do it.
Not, you know, to them, it's not. They love the team, but it's just not worth, you know, $100 tickets to go watch them.
$100, more like $200.
Well,
anyway, but I'm with you, Kim. I'd open it up a little bit.
There.
Did you like Mike Leach yesterday? He's going off the rails a little bit. I like.
What did he say? Mike Leach. I love Mike Leach.
Yeah, he joked, I assume he's kidding, that he wants a 64-team playoff in college football. Isn't that funny? Like, it's half the teams in college football would get in.
He could start, like, the end of October.
Yeah, it would start, like, early November and end sometime in February. It would be the longest tournament ever. But, I don't know, I thought that was pretty good. He also went on all kinds of just random rants yesterday, but I don't know.
I think Mike Leach uses was that at, like, their media days?
Oh, yeah. It's Pac-12 media days.
Pac-12 media days. He just, I mean, it's. I think he gets it when it's that. It's like, you know, let's don't take this that serious, but let's, and then he just goes out of the box, so to speak.
Well, that's what I've joked just before. If I was like, this is why I'm not a coach.
Throws stuff
probably.
That he knows people want to hear or he thinks that, you know, the media will throw out there because it's different
than what
they normally hear, which is nice. You know, we get tired of the same things over and over.
That's the one thing the SEC doesn't have is we don't have a real sarcastic coach in the league. You know, not that would go up there and like deadpan, "Hey, no, I think there should be a 64-team playoff."
Yeah.
Like the SEC doesn't have any of those. Now there's some someone's a little sarcastic and
Spurrier could be a little bit
Spurrier's
like
Spurrier's a little
could come up with something
like
that.
But see, he says Spurrier's more like a Art Briles-y, folksy, off the cuff kind of. Like he'll say some weird stuff sometimes, but he's not going to go up there and like deadpan, you know, and act like it's a legitimate thing. That's one thing I wish we had a coach that would do that. But
I remember when Leach was a Big 12 days, it was when Pat Knight was the coach for basketball Tech. And for some reason, Pat Knight used to stick all these, you know, all these things that people buy for their front yards and stuff like that. Evidently, Leach said that Pat Knight does that and had all these things out in his front yards. And he talked about that for like 20 minutes. He just loved it. He just loved the idea that Pat Knight was doing all this different stuff. And who even knows if he did it? You know, he could have just been making it up
wasn't
the whole
it
thing.
Wasn't it Pat Knight that had
it kept our interest for a while, that's for sure.
Wasn't it Pat Knight that had, like, the bar at his house that him and Leach would, like, hang out at?
Probably.
So they didn't have to go out in public or whatever?
Yeah.
Who knows? Anyway, lots of stuff out there going on, / not much going on. Seeing if the trade deadline counts down. All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back,
it's better than a couple days ago, right?
Oh,
it has picked up since a couple days ago.
Oh, by the way, Mike Trout playing tonight, center field.
Ooh.
Trout is in. Lowry is in.
You know, the Astros need to win that one then because you know what the Angels will say.
I don't care what the Angels
will say. They'll say, "Oh, yeah, if we'd have had Trout those other couple days."
Whatever.
Which might have been true last night, but that first night, no way.
Hey, the way McCullers was dealing last night, it wouldn't matter last night.
You don't
think
it'll matter last night either?
Maybe in the last inning, but who knows. All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, time for the high school report. Talking a little volleyball today, so come back with us. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagles, Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.
From News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Chelsea Reber with a news update on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Eight women were arrested yesterday in both cities for prostitution. Arrest reports from the Department of Public Safety indicated it was part of a joint human trafficking investigation with local and federal agencies focusing on women forced to engage in sex for money. The arrests involved women ranging in age from 18 to 33. Three DPS investigators made the arrests after offering up to $300. The arrests were made at one motel in Bryan, three motels in College Station, and one apartment in College Station. Bryan police has announced the woman who died in Tuesday morning's mobile home fire as 32-year-old Susanna Moreno Lott. She was among seven adults and one juvenile who lived in the three-bedroom trailer. The cause of the fire remains unknown. A joint police fire department investigation continues. Part of a large crowd at this week's Bryan City Council meeting were there because of proposed regulations on ride-sharing companies like Uber. While the audience was told the item was pulled from the agenda, there were five speakers during the public comment portion of the meeting. Four speakers, including Elizabeth Inlow, drive for Uber.
Without Uber in this community, it would be a very unsafe place because there are people that are very partial to Uber that say, I don't like taxi services. Their rates are outrageous. They take forever to get to us.
Bryan's proposed regulations treat taxis and ride-sharing companies differently in some ways. For instance, taxi companies are limited to changing what they charge to twice a year. Uber drivers can charge whatever they want, though they can't change the rate once a reservation is made. Background checks and insurance requirements would apply to both. For more, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
Every driver has met that guy. You know, the guy who cuts people off and doesn't care what anyone else thinks. That guy who refuses to come to a complete stop at a stop sign because he always comes first. If you've never met that guy, think about it. Maybe it's because you are that guy.
Aggressive drivers, they aren't just rude. They can be deadly. Be safe. Drive smart. This message sponsored by TxDOT.
Welcome to the season that dreams are made of. The stars have aligned for a positively enchanting new Opus season. The main stage lineup features Beauty and the Beast, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, Million Dollar Quartet, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Disney in Concert, magical music from the movies, and an opening night concert starring Voice Play, sponsored by Allstate. Season and single tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
Hoppy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Hoppy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
Whether at work or play, your trucks and equipment take a beating every day. Make them last with Rhino Lining Protective Coatings. If you're investing in a new truck or just looking to add life to your existing truck, trailer, RV, and equipment, Rhino Linings is a proven solution. The new Rhino Extreme Coating offers superior resistance against chemical, rust, and corrosion, as well as durable impact resistance to withstand those heavy loads. If you want an industrial-strength truck bed liner, go extreme. Get yours today at Texas Custom Outfitters on Highway 6 in Navasota. Call for more info, 936-870-3009.
Listen to the Astros, the Rangers, the Texans, and of course, the Fightin' Texas Aggies. Texas Aggies. Your favorite teams play on the Zone FM 102.7 and Sports Radio 1150. Now, it's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Time for the High School Report. Aubrey Bloom joined by David Campbell. The High School Report is brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer proudly supporting the youth of our community. And David, you've got someone who's going to be teaching the youth.
Been doing it for a few years, as a matter of fact. Jackie Pence has joined us again today, the head coach of the Rudder Lady Rangers. And Jackie, first of all, thanks for being on again. And
sure.
It's we're right around the corner. Here we go again. It's another season. It seems
it
like
is.
It seems like you had camps, you had junior volleyball, you had a lot of stuff going on this summer, but this has got to be a season you're really looking forward to after going to the regional finals last year.
Yes, sir. Well, actually, you know me, I love to be in the gym all the time, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, August 3rd has been a big day. We've all had circled for a long time, probably since last November. And we're excited. We're ready. Like you said, most of our starters are back. And I just can't wait to see the season unfold.
You know, I was talking about this the other day with somebody that particularly in the gym sports, the basketball and volleyball have been really good in this area here lately. And, of course, you guys going almost to the state tournament.
Right.
And then with the basketball team at Rutter going to the state tournament, some of the same girls. You got a few of the same girls that are, that are competing. Not everybody does that. There are some girls that cross over. But you get a chance to see these multi-sport athletes, particularly in the summertime. And you may have a better feel for anybody in this area as to who the best athletes are around here.
Well, I mean, I think being involved with the club and, you know, I love basketball. Honestly, as much as I do volleyball, it's just that I kind of took the volleyball path in coaching. And so I love both sports. I love seeing kids play those sports. And we do have some great athletes in this community. And I think when all those four main high schools got put in the same district, I think a lot of kids and families just felt that sense of urgency and responsibility to, hey, we got to get better because now we're playing so-and-so across town. So that's been really a fun culture to see develop in the last year locally here.
You know, you had done this a little bit before because you'd played Bryan in some matches before, and you
right.
began to get those playoff-type atmospheres early
yeah.
in the year. You got them during district. I thought that had to be and I had a chance even to go on what would normally be a football night for me, and I had a chance to see you guys play last year. It has brought the crowd into it. The schools seem to be into it. This is really,
right.
This seems like it's been a great setup.
Well, you know, volleyball, it really is a great spectator sport, and you know, a lot of our fans all around the community, as far as like the students, are still kind of learning the game. But I'll tell you, the student sections at all four of the high schools, they were huge. They were huge for their teams, and they impacted some of the matches in a great way because it really tested, like, mental toughness of the kids. And, you know, some people, I guess, were a little, I'm not going to say upset's the right word, but I thought it was terrific. I thought it was the way high school sports are supposed to be, like on TV or, you know, on the Disney
right.
channel. I just thought, wow, this is awesome.
And I've got to agree with you. And you know, we talk about it being a playoff atmosphere. In some ways, it was better than a playoff atmosphere because sometimes you have these long road trips in the playoffs
right.
and they're in the middle of the week and people don't have a chance to get to them. So your crowds may not be as big. But then again, sometimes you have some close ones like your match out at Anderson Shiro where you brought a bunch of people out there.
Right. And I think too, like those kids getting in the gym and, you know, like you say, during those really contested district matches, that then they want to go to the playoffs. And so it was kind of cool, too, that we matched up against that Magnolia-Brenham district because
mm-hmm.
we were able to choose sites that weren't so far away, you know, to play those the neutral courts. So that made it really great for both schools too every time.
And what was funny, then you get to the regional tournament, you go down to the Houston area so you can play
yeah.
a team from across town.
I really wish there had been some way that we could have played a neutral site closer. That would have been really fun.
Well, I know, and I thought you guys had a marvelous season last year, and I thought the district was very good. College Station was outstanding as well,
yes. yep.
and you guys did just extremely well. But I also understand, I think anybody that's played sports, when you have that disappointing loss and you get that close to going to state,
yep.
that's tough. that's tough. And I guess there's two ways you can deal with it. You either just say, I guess just it wasn't meant to be, or let's just get a little bit fired up about what's to come. And I know you guys well enough to know what you're thinking right now.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
I mean, actually, there's a little bit of both. I mean, both those first games against Kinsall and that regional Met Finals were two-point games. And you're right. So it was like, you know, one thing here or there just switches, and who knows how the match, you know, might change. But that said, that was last year, and even though we have lots of returning starters, you still got new chemistry and, you know, are people healthy? Do they stay healthy? And
right.
Just a lot of, you know, all the unknowns that make every season fresh and make it fun.
You know, I know Larry had Allison on that was talking to her a little bit earlier this year.
Right.
And I've been kind of lucky. I've been going around working on some football things earlier and talking to kids from Rudder and from Brian and from College Station. And I get these reminders all the time, just, you know, what quality kids we have in this
yeah,
area.
Yeah, we do. We really do. I've got great kids in our program here. Boy, can't complain.
Let's and we've talked about this before, but how many years in a row? I know you've won an academic award that is, I believe, a national award. You won that, what, 6 years in a row, something like that?
Well, and actually, David, they announced that yesterday. We did earn it again.
7 years in a row, right?
Yay.
Am I right?
Yeah. And I was waiting to get the final count on the Texas schools. There's 237 high schools in the nation, but I always think it's more interesting if we can bring it back
right.
to Texas, too. So I was waiting to get that information before I, you know, tweeted it. But anyway, yeah, we're really, really proud of our kids. We got several kids that are in the top two or three of their class.
Well, you've got to
carry that load.
And you've got to be proud not only of the kids, you got to be proud of the coaches and the teachers and everybody else that are involved in that too, because 7 years, you're not talking about one group of athletes. You're talking about a couple of generations of people who have been involved in this thing.
Well, and it's kind of cool the first couple of years, you know, as coaches, you know, we kind of like, hey, how are your grades? Check on this, whatever. And then since then, it's been really, I love hearing the kids because they'll say, you know, somebody like, they'll say, man, I didn't do great on that algebra test. Or they're like, you better not mess it up and keep us from getting that award. You know, so that it's like positive peer pressure now.
Yeah, well, positive peer pressure is a really good thing.
Yes.
And it almost seems like it's become a tradition of its own now. I mean,
well,
at this point.
That's the plan. We'd like to keep that a tradition. It's fun to win on the court, but, you know, their life goes way past their high school, so we really work hard to try to build them off the court also.
All right, tell me what you guys will do on Monday. I know it's a busy time. You have and you'll be into scrimmages in almost no time, but you can't do it immediately. So tell me what the initial workouts will be. What time will everybody report? And just, you know, the time schedule that you'll be dealing with next week.
Right. Well, actually, we bring our 10th through 12th graders in, and we have double days, we call it. So not double Daves, but double days. And
Daves, maybe, okay?
There you go.
All right.
But so we use our full 5 hours that we're allotted, and freshmen will be the same way. They practice two sessions also, but separately. We have a huge group of freshmen, so that's exciting. And then we'll repeat that, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday we have our practice session, and then we have our traditional amazing race, and that's become its own tradition. It's kind of a like a whole program, Olympics kind of deal for the afternoon. And then we celebrate with an amazing potluck dinner. You should come over. It's unbelievable. So we do that, and then Friday we scrimmage. So we kind of know what our week looks like, but again, it's always fresh, always exciting.
Yeah, and you'll be scrimmaging Friday. You have a Saturday scrimmage as well, is that right?
Yes, sir. We scrimmage at home Friday,
right.
And then Saturday we go up to Copper's Cove.
So you're off to a big start, and then next week you'll be going, right?
Yeah, and we play Brenham on the first night of the season. We'll play Brenham, so we're jumping in, and we're excited to play. Debbie always has a great team, and so that'll be a good test for us right off the bat to see where we are.
All right, a team that's been to state as well, and we've got a lot of. Debbie's coached teams to state. And I've always believed that really in any sport, if somebody gets there, as Consol did last year, it tends to motivate somebody else to want to do it. And you know, the other part of it, Jackie, I always believe it makes it believable. I mean, I think
that's what I was going to say. It's reachable. Our kids now don't look at it like it's something that's way out there. It's real. You know, like we're so close. So, absolutely, it makes it real.
All right, talk about some of the players on your team because, I mean, you do have some awfully good ones coming back.
We do. And actually, like I said, we lost Lindsey Mitchell and Kendall Vaughn was a DS starter, but those were our two seniors we lost that, you know, played significantly. But we've got two great seniors that have been a four-year starter. So, Landry Brown in the middle and Madison Smith, we call her Poe. And she'll be back, like I said, fourth-year starter. And then that junior class that's so talented, you know, Allison Vaughn and Tamara Armstrong and Kiana and Brianna are super. We call them the Twinkies. And they're our basketball crossovers. And then Hannah Sparks and Aubrey Harvey. Harvey's a great addition. She was supposed to play last year but had gotten hurt and missed the whole season. So we're happy to have her. And then Elise Riley looks terrific. And she was on our JV team last year, and we brought her up for playoffs, so she kind of got a taste of it. But she's worked really hard, and she's looking great in our camps and stuff. So,
well, talk about getting a taste. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, that'll be our core this year.
Well, talk about getting a taste of it. How much is the run you made to go deep into the playoffs, how much does that build up? I don't know if it's confidence or if it's, you know, what it is. Just sort of that belief you're supposed to be there now.
Right, and, you know, I mean, I am a coach, so honestly, I'll be reminding them that we were literally one day away from turning in our stuff before playoffs even started.
Yeah,
we had
that's right.
If you'll remember, we had to play in to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we figured out how to win at the right time in the season. So I would love for these kids to experience, you know, contending and winning a district championship. So, you know, that would be a great way to start and then make that playoff run. I don't take a thing away from the way we finished the season last year, but it would be fun to, you know, win even more during the season.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, one of those wins might make the difference. And first of all, it would just alleviate a heck of a lot of pressure if you don't have to get to that point again, right?
Yeah, but, you know, Willis, College Station, Consol, I expect all three of them to be really strong, you know, and so I think we'll all be kind of fighting over those top spots again. And Brian's got some really nice pieces in their team, and Huntsville always has athletes. I think they're still looking for a coach, though. So, I don't know if they've, unless they've, you know, named one in the last couple days. They're still looking.
Oh, Jackie, I know you get started in district fairly early in September. Real quickly, the tournaments you're going to, same tournaments that you've been to in the past?
Yeah, we still go up to Denton Ryan, we go to Bastrop, and we go to Leander. That Leander tournament's a great tournament leading the district because it's really tough. So, and our preseason schedule is really strong, which is will
good.
Help us.
Yeah. So that's what you need if you're a regional finalist,
sir.
I think.
Yes, thanks.
All right, Jackie Pence, have fun. As I've told you before, I sent you an email last night, and I said, you know, please crank up the air conditioner because I might come by.
Come on, we'll be there. Come on in.
All right, Jackie Pence, head coach of the Rudder Lady Rangers, and she's the one that's sort of been here a little longer than everybody else since we had a lot of coaching changes.
Yeah, there's some good ones coming in, though, so it'll be exciting.
All right, thanks a lot, Jackie.
Sure thing. Take care. Bye.
She's good. She's fun. I love having her on, and particularly as we're getting into the start of the season. And I wasn't kidding, man. I tell you what, I've been going around doing some football stuff, and if I can write a decent story at all, these kids are great to talk to. Yeah, a great bunch of guys that I've been talking to.
Pressure's on you, it sounds
like. Yeah, it's all shifted off them and on me. They did their part.
There you go. That's today's High School Report brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break and come back and wrap up with the news, so stay with us. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.
I'm Patrick Zeiner with your community calendar on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7.
Copy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Copy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades. On Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M University Construction Science Department to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M's Construction Science Department uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on the Zone, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone HD.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
Each Wednesday evening, grab a friend and grab your clubs and head out to the Travis Bryan Municipal Golf Course.
It's the Zone Shootout.
It's a two-person, nine-hole shotgun start scramble tournament with prices for net, gross, and skins.
Prices for net, gross, and skins.
Make sure to register your team by 3 o'clock day of. And the cost is only $28. For more info or to check out the weekly winners, visit the events tab at zone1150.com. Grab a friend and grab your clubs and head out to the Travis Bryan Municipal Golf Course.
It's the Zone Shootout.
Visit the events tab at zone1150.com.
One time I spent a week inside a little country jail, and I don't guess I'll ever live it down. I was sitting at a red light when these two men came and got me and said that I was speeding through their town. Well, they said tomorrow morning you can see the judge then go.
Welcome back.
They let me call one person on.
Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle. Aubrey Bloom joined by Kelly Brown to tell us what's going on out there in the world of news.
Well, we've got some big news coming out of Texas A&M. The A&M System Chancellor John Sharp, as well as A&M President Michael Young, had a press conference this morning in which they announced that they are involved in a public-private partnership, that this project is going to build massive housing unit over by actually where the chancellor lives, or where the chancellor's house is. It is off George Bush Drive, close to Wellborn Road intersection. So kind of it's across the street from where the Bush Library is, the back of the Bush Library. What this is, they hope to have retail out there as well. It's kind of high-end living. They expect to be done by 2017. So you're saying, where's the private partnership? So here's the deal. They own these 55 acres. They're giving 48 acres to this company to develop. And in return, right up front, this corporation, NCCD of College Station, is going to pay A&M $18.5 million right up front. And then, according to Sharp and Young, future revenues are projected to average $20 million annually for this project over the next 30 years. And then, that's like $600 million. And then, after 30 years, the property reverts back to Texas A&M. So it's like they're leasing the property. And
for $20 million.
Right. So Sharp says that money, the hundreds of millions that they'll get, that he is going to pour it back into academics and research at Texas A&M. So he's saying, okay, you get $18 million up front, $20 million a year.
So wait, A&M gets $20 million a year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a lot of money coming into that place then. What do they get?
Well, the developers, they say that it's a nonprofit company, so we're looking into, you know, what other projects they've done like this.
Interesting.
But, I'm sure there's a lot more to the story. It's going to be called Park West. It's going to be the largest of five recent public-private partnerships that A&M has announced recently. So it's going to be interesting. We are going to be trying to track down who's involved with that nonprofit. Apparently, they incorporated it in 2006, and they according to Moore's Business Digest, they have done some similar projects. I think Tarleton State was one of them.
Cool.
So how that ends up nonprofit, we will hope to explain that to you. But it's going to have 3,402 beds.
All right.
That's huge. That's massive.
That is big.
Okay. So more stories on that. Check MiAggieNation.com as well as TheEagle.com to stay up to speed on that one. We've got another story, highly unrelated. Okay.
It could not be less related.
It's just complete. Let's just switch gears here and go to the police beat. Okay. Right now online, we have a couple interesting ones up that you should check out, including one where a father was arrested, accused of stealing like $75 in electronics from Best Buy. And
$75?
Alleged to have, yeah.
Step your game up. If you can get...
Hey, now.
Was it like four DVDs?
He had a six-month-old baby in the stroller. Yeah.